Lodiswell and Middleavon Valley Walk Wildlife. Hazel trees flank the stream between Reed's Farm and the river. The trees were traditionally harvested by cutting every few years and then leaving them to regrow, a practice known as coppicing. Strong, supple and versatile, the wood is often used to make hurdles, a kind of rustic, movable fencing. Jays can be seen and heard along this stretch of the walk. The size of a small crow, the jay has a harsh, excitable call. A colourful bird, it has white and black markings against a pinkish-brown plumage and a brilliant blue patch on the wing. The riverside woods are rich and diverse. Trees include oak, beech, sycamore and holly. Some sweet chestnut also grows here, with its serrated leaves, bristling, spiky fruit cases and characteristic bark forming a spiral design around the trunks of older trees. On the ground here grow the narrow green blades of wood sedge clumped together. These woods are home to the dormouse. This is a beautiful and rarely seen creature with golden brown fur, a thick bushy tail and large dark eyes. Their old English name was sleeper, and they spend up to 3/4 of their lives asleep, cocooned in nests woven from honeysuckle bark and grasses. Daytime sightings of the otter are rare, but you may see their droppings on stones at the water's edge. This spraint is a small tarry deposit with a richly musky smell. Birds found close to the water include the grey wagtail, an elegant yellow and grey bird. It's often seen on rocks by the water, bobbing its long tail rapidly. The dipper, another river dweller, is a small, plump bird with rich brown plumage and a white bib. With a characteristic whirring flight low over the water, it also possesses the amazing ability to walk along the riverbed underneath the surface of the water. Between April and October, the pond skater is a common sight, often in groups on slower moving water close to the riverbank. These remarkable insects live suspended on the surface of the water, rowing themselves along with flicks of their long legs. They're covered in fine velvety hairs which stop them falling through into the water below.